The US President Donald Trump has offered condolences to the family of university student Otto Warmbier, who's died after spending 17 months in a North Korean prison.
It's a brutal regime.
Triple J. Will we ever really know what happened to Otto Warmbier? What did they do to him? In a moment, we're going to speak to an Australian that took the North Korean tour with the same company in just a moment. First, let's get the facts we do know about Otto Warmbier. Here's reporter Joe Lauder.
Please, I have made the worst mistake of my life. Please. Think of my family.
That's Otto Warmbier, who was arrested in North Korea last year, confessing to the crime of committing a hostile act. He's in front of a packed room under two portraits of Kim Jong-un and Kim Jong-il, North Korea's two leaders.
I am begging to the Korean people and government for my forgiveness.
Otto Warmbier was a 21-year-old American economics student from Cincinnati. Here's him giving his graduation speech.
Looking around, we know the names of pretty much everyone sitting up here. We also know much of their deep secrets and failed relationships. That's the product of living in a small town with a not-so-small gossip problem.
He was in China to study for a year abroad when he saw a company called Young Pioneer Tours advertising trips into the secretive North Korea. Here's how they describe themselves on their website.
An adventure tour operator that provides budget tours to destinations your mother would rather you stay away from.
They describe North Korea as one of the safest places to visit, provided you follow the laws. In December 2015, Otto went into the Hermit Kingdom with the company. A video released last week shows the tour group throwing snowballs with a harsh grey communist-style building behind them.
One more time. Ready? All right. Ready to throw it at me?
On the 2nd of January 2016, just as the group was about to leave from Pyongyang Airport, Otto Warmbier was arrested. One of the British guys on the trip with Otto told the Washington Post that he didn't think Otto had done anything wrong.
He was tapped on the shoulder by a guard. No words were spoken. We got on so well, I sort of laughed towards Otto and said, well, we mightn't see you again. Of course, I didn't realise the irony of them words.
Otto was accused of stealing a mounted propaganda poster from the staff floor of the hotel where he was staying. North Korea released a dark video of someone removing the poster and putting it on the ground, but there's no way you can identify the person in the footage. During his confession, he claimed he stole the poster for an American church that was going to give him a secondhand car for it, and apparently to impress some secret society under the direction of the US government. Otto's dad said the story was made up and that his son was made to confess under duress.
They lure Americans and then they take them hostage and then they do things to them. And that's what happened to my son. He was taken hostage at the airport as he was trying to leave the country.
Otto was sentenced to 15 years hard labor. He'd been locked up for a year and a half when it was revealed 2 weeks ago that he was going to be released back to America. But it was only then that Otto's parents were told the terrible news. Otto had apparently gotten sick just after his trial in March 2016 and had been in a coma for over a year. Otto's dad, Fred, was sceptical about the reason they were given.
Even if you believe their explanation of botulism and a sleeping pill causing the coma, and we don't, there is no excuse for any civilized nation to have kept his condition secret and denied him top-notch medical care for so long.
Otto was unconscious when he was brought home last week. The Ohio doctors confirmed he had extensive brain damage, and the Warmbier family believes it was caused by serious bashings. He died earlier today.
At least we got him home to be with his parents, where they were so happy to see him, even though he was in very tough condition, but he just passed away a little while ago. It's a brutal regime.
In a statement, his family said they were focusing on the good times they had with Otto.
Unfortunately, the awful, torturous mistreatment our son received at the hands of the North Koreans ensured that no other outcome was possible beyond the sad one we experience today.
The tour company that took Otto into North Korea, Young Pioneer Tours, today announced it's going to stop offering trips to North Korea for US citizens.
The devastating loss of Otto Warmbier's life has led us to reconsider our position on accepting American tourists. There had not been any previous detainment in North Korea that has ended with such tragic finality, and we have been struggling to process the result.
Pack on Triple J.
Joe Lauder reporting, and that was a statement from Young Pioneer Tours. And Hack has sought further comment from the tour company, but they haven't responded to us. Our government's advice has stayed the same. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade advised via their Smart Traveller website, think seriously about whether you need to travel here, North Korea, due to the high level of risk. Travel by Australians to the DPRK is uncommon, and foreign visitors have been subject to arbitrary arrest and long-term detention. Well, let's speak to someone who has travelled there, in fact, travelled with the very same tour company that Otto Warmbier did, Young Pioneer Tours. Nev Nosborowska did a 10-day tour in 2014. Nev, thank you so much for joining us. We'll find out about your trip and why you say you regret it in just a moment. But first, how do you feel about this news about Otto Warmbier?
I think this is absolutely tragic, and we'll never come close to understanding the pain that Otto's family and loved ones are going through. And even more so, just because of the mysterious circumstances on his death, I can't imagine how they're ever going to achieve closure.
What was your trip like?
My trip was the 10-day tour over there, and fortunately for us, there were no negative consequences. It was interesting. It was fascinating to get a glimpse of everything that was going over there. And I was just going through a few of the documents that were sent to me by Young Pioneer Tours. And the three things that we were told is that obviously you can't be a journalist, that you won't publish anything without prior consent, and that you accept liability or any damages suffered of if you breach that agreement. However, we were never told about the death penalty over there, which can be inflicted for political dissidents, defection, piracy, and even consumption of media that's not approved by the government. That definitely would have informed my decision had I known that.
So do you think this company is careful enough given the risks?
I think they're fetishizing the risk, and they certainly haven't been careful enough given what has happened in this circumstance.
You have a friend that works for this tour company. Are they currently in North Korea?
They're in North Korea right now. They've been working with the company for the last couple of months, and I haven't had a chance to speak to them right now because they are inside North Korea, but I can only imagine what they're going through right now.
I read a quote from someone that said they travelled there with a different tour company but at the same time as Otto Warmbier, and they said the Young Pioneer Group looked loose and that people on the tour were drinking. Was it a loose atmosphere when you were on the tour?
Absolutely. To be honest, I wasn't expecting it to be such a Kentucky type tour. There was drinking every night, drinking, going to pubs, drinking karaoke, and that was with the tour guides and the participants of the tour. So there was a lot of frothies being knocked back.
And were there any weird moments on the tour for you?
There was actually. We were going on a tour to see a boat, as amazing as that would be, and I accidentally lost my group for a moment. I was separated from them for just a couple of minutes, and someone happened to spot me. So that was someone who obviously had a keen eye on what was going on with our group and other people there, and informed my tour guides. That made me feel really uneasy that we were being watched the whole time.
And were you warned that something as seemingly insignificant as removing a poster could land you in jail?
Absolutely not. Like I said, we were given a few warnings about being an undercover journalist or publishing without permission, but nothing as innocuous as removing a poster or moving away from your group could lead you in serious trouble or even death.
And why do you regret your trip?
I regret my trip because now I see it as completely unethical. When you're over there, your passport is taken away from you and kept by the hotel. You're never allowed to be alone, but also that our money is directly going back to the North Korean government. And although we do give tips to the North Korean guides, that goes to them, presumably, that's a lot of money that's still going to a government that treats someone like Otto like this, but also a greater reflection about how many people are suffering injustices over there right now.
Never know. Interesting to hear your perspective and your experience travelling there with the very same company, Young Pioneers. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Chantel from Newcastle says, that story broke my heart.